Of those three, who's the heir apparent to Peter Vermees? Those three, and we get three more years of Vermees.
Benny.
Not Ilya?
No. Ilya is too nice.
Yep, he'd be a good assistant coach.
I can't see Ilya going, damn it, you need to move the ball faster. No, move, you know, I can't see him doing that.
Was that your Spanish accent?
Oh, I was thinking it was German. It's like, for me, it's German? What? Anything to shake this foot on it.
My tank's got me drinking. Boys, it is a good week to be a Sporting Kansas City fan. 4-0 over the so-called rivals. A big matchup this weekend. So much is going on. How are you guys feeling this week? Happy Monday.
I am excited. I can't wait till Sunday. And hey, we got good results. Colorado drew. Seattle lost this past weekend. So yeah, good stuff.
And Thad went to a Harry Styles concert. There's just so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, you know that didn't exactly happen quite that way, right?
Well, I kept picturing you in the stands, Thad, and wondering if you're going to be able to handle that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. All right. No, fair
enough. I would have set the wife in.
Don't sleep on Harry Styles. He's pretty good. He was by far the best of... Oh, no.
What are they? Uh-oh.
One Direction.
One Direction. 1D.
The One Direction that went many directions.
They went in all different directions.
And I think Daughter is now seeing two or three of the five. Is it five? Was there five?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, that he's got Watermelon Sugar was my absolute favorite song for a while. I would sing it, but it's dirty, and I also don't know how litigious his team is. And because I sing pretty good, you know, we'd get knocked for it automatically because I would hit all the right notes.
Of course you would. Sure.
Yeah. Well, would you have to be auto-tuned? Yeah, and I know Daughter she only likes people who actually can sing and stuff like that. But one of the songs I heard from him while driving over there did sound very auto-tuned to me. So I don't know.
I'm not accusing you. Are you going to sing it for us or no?
I couldn't sing stuff I know, much less something I don't know.
Okay, I guess we can talk about the actual sporting event from the past weekend. 4-0 over Minnesota United. Give me a fresh take on that game, besides that we are the greatest team in all the land, because we are.
A fresh take that nobody else has had so far? Or just that we haven't.
How about a new angle? Everyone has said how great we are. What's a new angle? Not that you need to contradict that, but what's a new way of looking at this game that our fans haven't thought of yet?
I'm not sure that I would go down the "we were so great." Minnesota may have just been that bad.
Shocking.
Are they that bad?
They were missing what's-his-face, and I can't think of his name right now. But
Reynoso?
Yes. And they were, like, terrible without him. So
had they won, they would be up in fifth place, but they are down in seventh, above the playoff line, but yeah.
All right. So I have a question for you. With that result and all the other positive results that went in our way over the weekend, by points per game, is Sporting the better road team or home team?
Oh.
Don't look.
Oh, dang it.
Bob was frantically typing over there.
Points by game, we are probably a better road team because we have so many draws at home.
Cody?
Well, you're saying this question because we're going to be better at home now, I bet. We wouldn't think so, but I bet you're going to tell me we have more points at home, because why would this question be relevant right now?
Why would it be relevant?
It's points per game, not points. Let's just get that clear.
Right, points per game. Sporting is 2 points per game at home and 1.67 per game on the road.
Ah, okay.
That's a good, well done stat there. That
would put Sporting as the best home team in the Western Conference and the third best away team in the Western Conference.
And that's funny because literally going into that game, that was kind of the narrative was, are they slipping at home? And so... One win, one resounding win, and boom, now we're one of the best teams at home.
Well, it's two
narratives.
Yeah.
That's 2 wins in a row, 2 shutouts, 2 multiple scoring games.
But I'm still saying, even going into this last game, they were saying that on the broadcast, still bringing up trouble at home and things like that. But
yeah, no, I'm sure they were. That's why people come here, is for the better analysis.
So Kyrie Shelton's best game ever, close to it. What do you think?
No.
No. He was good. He was good.
He was. That's the Kyrie Shelton that can be out there at times.
Yeah.
I think he had a couple of games at the beginning of last year that was really, really good.
Right.
But they were not as easy to watch because it was in Orlando, you know, the fake preseason, real season tournament thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people were debating how bad we were out of the back, and like a couple other people, I went back and watched, and, you know, we had a few moments where we did struggle, a few scary moments, but we weren't that bad. We were all right.
No, they weren't. And that's, again, I think people have just gotten into this narrative that they believe, so they see it that way.
Yeah.
I was watching it actually from a bar in St. Louis, talking to Bosnian soccer players while eating a cheeseburger. So it was actually very entertaining.
And how was the cheeseburger?
It was actually really good.
Burger, I'm really hungry right now, you guys.
Cheese curds. It was just very cheesy, very good.
Very cheesy and good, just like you, buddy.
Yeah, well. You didn't get much argument there, man.
Okay, what was your favorite goal of the four from the Minnesota game?
Duke.
Yes, same. I don't know why, but I guess just the team aspect of it is just an all-around nice goal, I guess.
And if he keeps scoring, it makes it harder for him to not get more playing time. In theory.
And Russell's touch lifted the ball over the defender's leg. That was our foot. That was pretty classy.
Yes, that's peak Johnny Russell, that clever touch there. It's like high risk, high reward kind of touches that he does, you know? I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So, question without any stats, kind of trickery to this question. Is Johnny Russell rounding into form at the right time? He seems to be, I would say, the last couple, three, four games, he's been better than he was in the beginning of the season. Fair statement? Wishful thinking?
Well, there was for a while, there was a question of is Johnny deserving of the JFR nickname. And yeah, I do. I think he has been playing better. I think it's not just him. It might just be a result of the entire team kind of rounding into form together. And as everyone does that around him, you know, more of Johnny's touches are going to be more dangerous and things like that. But yeah, I mean, yes, that was a fantastic game from him. And he and the rest of the team seem to be rounding into form at the same time here.
Early in the year, Shallowy scoring, Polito scoring, Busio scoring, or, you know, providing dangerous stuff. And Russell was so ineffective. It wasn't that, you know, it wasn't like people were focusing on him to shut him down. It was, he just wasn't doing he just wasn't very effective. Great guy, playing hard as he could. And I know he had some injuries. I know there was, you know, he wasn't fit for a lot of that time. So maybe he's just getting that fitness now.
That's what it is, fitness. I was going to ask you, what is the difference in his game, Robert?
I would assume that would be the biggest thing, yeah. But, you know, Johnny's always been, well, okay, his playoff record isn't the greatest. But, you know, that Johnny's in the last year of his contract. It's coming down to crunch time. He's got to perform if he wants to, you know, get a good contract and stay here, assuming that's what he wants to do. So I think Johnny's prime time, and that's why he's starting to show up.
Johnny wants to stay here, right? He likes KC.
Of course he does.
Everyone likes KC. Come on.
Yeah, the draw of home is a powerful one. We know that too.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, but being able to own a muscle car is a stronger one.
He does love America in that regard, like just very American things. So
he's got that Hot Wheel. Was it a Charger, Challenger?
Yeah,
I forget.
I don't know. I can never tell the difference between those two cars. To me, in my head,
oh, come on, guys.
I've never seen them together in the same spot at once, so they're the same car to me in my head.
Challengers are much more sleek than a Charger is. Charger's more box-like. But anyway.
Okay, says the muscle car guy. All right.
So which one, does he have then? If you know this, which one does he have?
I don't creep on Johnny's car. Sorry. But hey, let's just hope that he doesn't try to run up the hood and over the top of his car, because you know he might step a foot into his windshield. Yeah.
My unpopular opinion about cars like that. That noise at one point was cool, but to me, once the invention of the Tesla, and that there's Teslas that drive silent and faster than all of those cars, that it's the sound of inefficiency. I'm sorry. Your noisy, loud car that you're proud of, peeling off the whatever, it's the sound of inefficiency. You're burning fossil fuels.
Cody, what that really is you getting old.
Burning fossil fuels can be fun. All right, what about the new guy, though, Jose? It was his third game. Got his first sub out, right? How'd he do?
Well, you can tell he's a little frustrated with himself. A couple of balls that he played that he just turned around and just shook his head in frustration. But, you know, he's growing into the role, and I think before we know it, we're going to see him at the six pretty consistently. And Walter may be more of an eight. I'm sorry, Voltaire. My mistake.
Right, yeah, so I was just about to get you on. I think that's Remy. A $1 fine.
Remy. His name is Remy.
I'll gladly pay it.
Hey, I asked somebody who took a serious amount of French, and they were like, he's pronouncing it how? They would not give me a definitive of their opinion of how it should be pronounced, but they did not seem to think it would be pronounced Voltaire. No.
Okay.
But this is not a true French person, right?
No,
that's
it was not.
That's what I was going to say. Okay.
I gave all the proper information up front.
All the contextual clues?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll message Aurelian Collin and ask him.
Right. There you go. Good idea. He's still around.
Maybe we should have him on the pod.
That man is still playing. I cannot
believe that. I don't know if he's playing, but he's still around.
I don't know. I still follow him. I still follow him on Instagram. And he posted a video of like him walking off the field and like brought his baby on the field. And I was this man is still in a jersey playing soccer. I cannot believe this. How old is he at this point?
78.
He left Sporting Kansas City because he was old. That was like, when was that? That was like 7 years ago, wasn't it?
I think it's because his act got old. Is what it was. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I think it had more to do with needing him to be a little more consistent in how he stayed home and passed sometimes.
Hmm.
He was definitely the guy who would destroy you, but he wasn't always the quality passer. So,
but he gave us some great memories on this Aurelian Collin.
He did. Man.
What's going on here?
No, I don't wish him. I don't want to say anything bad about the guy, man. I love him. He was the right player for the style we were playing at the time, but he was not the player for how Vermees wanted to transition the team to.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's 35.
What, really?
That he's that old or that young?
That seems young to me.
It does, because MLS Cup was 8 years ago?
Maybe he's just 35 every year, man.
Polito pitching, throwing out the first pitch of the Royals game. Does that mean he's good for Sunday after his knock? I assume. I hope.
You can only think it's a good omen, right? It was a nice pitch.
It was.
Calling it a strike. They called it a strike. I don't know if it was a strike, but
it looked like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it hit some wanker in a costume. How accurate do you have to be?
Some wanker. Who
He's
are
been
you?
Watching Ted Lasso.
Yes.
I've used that room. Long before Lasso existed. So.
Well, I'm just saying he looked better than... I often enjoy watching athletes from other sports try to kick a ball or do something with their feet like that, and they look so bad and so uncoordinated and unathletic. So he looked good. I mean, it looked like it was far from the first time he was throwing a ball with somebody. So that was good to see. He knows what he's doing.
There you go.
Yeah,
he's inspires probably, confidence.
Hopefully he's good to go. Hopefully I'll find out tomorrow too, because I'll get to watch a little practice. So, all right. Do you want a trivia question to close out the game?
Yes, trivia. Yes.
All right. How many Argentinians have played for Sporting Kansas City, Kansas City Wizards, KC Wiz? And can you name any of them?
I have two in my head. Oh, I'm gonna
I get three.
So I've got I have two of their names. Yes.
Go.
I have Jose Mauri and Bernardo Amor. Emiliano Amor. Right?
I think he's from a different country.
No, he was Argentinian.
Look him up.
I've got three.
I got one.
I got Jose, like you said, Carlos Marinelli, Claudio Lopez.
There's three.
There's only Emiliano Amor.
There's only six more.
Six more. Amor was Argentinian.
There are nine. Dang.
Argentinian, Argentine. We never know. We still never got it. Google says Argentine. Wait, no, Argentine or Argentine? Ah, still.
Well, if he was Argentinian, then my count is off.
Boom, that means I win.
No. All right, so earlier you got Claudio Lopez, Marinelli,
and
Jose Mauri.
Yeah.
Claudio Bieler.
Oh, well, of course.
Damn it.
Santiago Hersig.
Okay.
Federico Bisson.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't remember
Colombano, Dario Fabro.
Oh, yes.
Jorge Vasquez.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't know if that guy ever actually played for him. So.
I'm declaring victory because you asked the question wrong.
Well, my official stats guy gave me wrong information then.
Come on, Mike.
Oh, my God. You're telling me I outdid Mike on that one?
You got one.
Oh my God, yeah. Okay, so I know we didn't give our usual in-depth, extensive analysis of the upcoming game like our fans are used to when we preview a match, but I think we might. There are talks of, rumored to be happening, a podcast later in the week. Definitely need a pod to get people a little more amped up about this next game.
Sounds good to me.
This didn't happen live yet. I wasn't feeling it yet. We need to do a pod closer to the game.
No, it needs to be a little bit closer because it is a big game. Probably the biggest game of the season so far.
Oh, without a doubt, biggest game of the season. The other side don't seem so tough. And three on goals ain't all that rough. Our skipper has just been sent off. Some part of strong evolve on soft fight, but partakes. Got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. Yeah.